You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Listen up, fans of YKWD. You can catch Robert Kelly live on stage December 7th at the Stanhope House in Stanhope, New Jersey, and December 8th at Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club in Point Pleasant, New Jersey. It's a great show. You'll laugh your ass off. Get tickets and information at robertkellylive.com. Check him out, dude.
Hello, fans of the You Know What, Dude podcast. Robert Kelly here. Can you hear that? Can you hear that in the distance? That's the ocean. Those are waves. Because right now, I am in Aruba. Lying down under a palapa. That's what it's called, babe?
Yeah, palapa.
Palapa. Enjoying the beautiful sun, some virgin pina coladas and mojitos. Don't talk on the fucking podcast, hon. That shit don't change, okay? I don't care if we're on vacation. You don't talk on the show. Okay?
I like the mojitos.
Shut your face. I'm trying to do this. So here I am. So how can I do a podcast if I'm lying under a palapa in Aruba? Well, I took care of that for you. We're not going to cancel the show because of my vacation. That's right. I put Kelly Festuca in charge. In charge, kid. She's in charge of the fucking podcast. Bobby's not here. That's right. Festuca is running the show. I think she picked all women to be on the show, which is a first. So this is either going to be unbelievably wow. Oh, my God. Or it's going to be like, holy shit. This sucked. Either way, it's going to be a win-win for all of us. If she does great, that's good for you guys and good for me. I can relax and not worry about it. If she bites the big one and this show just stinks, oh, God, will we make fun of this next week? So, win-win for both of us. So I hope you enjoy this show that's about to happen. Just know that I'm on a beach and I'm not responsible. It's Kelly's fault. So enjoy the You Know What, Girl podcast with Kelly Festuca. Yeah. Pass me my drink, baby. Oh, God. How beautiful is this?
So nice.
Don't talk on the podcast. Shut up.
Hey, gang, this is Colin Quinn.
This is Jim Norton.
This is Dennis Leary.
This is Opie from A Lot of Things.
This is Bert Kreischer.
Stan Cook, and you are listening to Robert Kelly's You Know What, Dude?
You Know What, Dude?
You Know What, Dude?
Ippy bippy baya, ippy bippy boo. Dippy dippy daya, yabba dabba doo.
Dude!
This is Robert Kelly's You Know What, Dude?
You Know What, Dude?
Sounds like something you want to watch your vagina in.
Yeah, upside down.
Yeah, exactly. Fucking headstand that shit.
Oh, man, I wouldn't do the fat jokes. All right. You guys are listening to the You Know What, Dude podcast, and I don't think I can ever do that injustice.
What, the dude?
No, well, if Bob doesn't do it, then Dan does it. And then if I do it, it just sounds like a shellac. Like,
you want me to help you with it?
You want to do it, Rob?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you got to say you're listening to. Just do the dude.
Oh, right. Can I do my radio voice?
Yeah, let's hear it.
99.9.
No, don't do it. Don't do it.
Oh. I was like getting into it.
God damn it. Fuck you, Rob. I'm joined by, I'll just introduce everyone. I'm joined by one of the half of conglomerate of Riotcast.com, indeed, helping me record today. Rob Sprance.
Hello.
Hi, Rob. Listen, everyone always calls you Birdface. I'm not going to do that
today.
That's
nice, but you just did. So technically, you've already gone back on what you said.
Everyone's going to get a nickname. Yeah, I feel like I'm already on my back foot because I'm getting so, I get so much shit about my accent that I'm ready to like ready. Go, what are you fucking saying? Come on, yeah. I'll fucking pound you.
Well, now I'm coming at
but,
you. Yeah, that's it.
But I don't think...
The bird is going to peck away at you.
I'm not scared of you. Rob, thanks for joining us, Rob. It's so good to have you here. And I'll go around the table and introduce the... Basically, listen, this is what happened. I should explain what happened. Bob's away. He's in Aruba on holidays. And we're behind on podcast because we had a fucking hurricane that destroyed the city. So we need to put an episode out. And I'm the only one here that can essentially fill in for his shoes, which I'm not filling in for anyone's shoes. I can't even do the dude right.
Dude!
Yeah. Well, that's good, Rob. Well done. So I don't know. So we're just... Poor Bobby, people are going to be listening to the first 5 minutes going, dude, what the fuck, dude? Where did you go, dude? What are you doing, dude?
Get your edit button ready, dude.
Oh, my God. All right. So he just said do a show by yourself and choose who you want on there. So first cab off the ranks, Leah Bonhamer. Fucking great comic and great hair. God damn it.
Stop. I love how you're itching yourself while you said that. I was like, why are you itching?
Why? Was that like the international sign of a liar?
No, that was like the internet. I don't know. Like I'm getting under your skin.
No, that's the international sign of jealousy because you got beautiful long hair and I have short, crappy Italian hair.
I feel like we need to have a love Kelly session. No. I like your shoes. I like the way you're filling in shoes. I like your fucking hair and I love your fucking accent.
Hey, how am I a bird and then she gets all the love? That's not right.
Leah, you can come back anytime. Oh, God. She's great. And then next to Leah, we've got, you may remember this gal from the cheat promo videos who everyone got a bono. Everyone wanted to be a woman and turned into a man. But everyone got a boner over you, Katie, when you did those promo videos. Katie Hannigan.
Oh, hey, thank you. Thank you. My mom also loved the video. She thought it was, she thought it looked very professional when I came up from, giving the blowjob. Thank you. Thank you so much.
That's my girl Katie living in New York City. Yep. She's making it, doing things, making things happen.
In a big city. Thanks, girl.
And then across the table, this is the biggest goofball I know. I think if I had a story to tell everyone about a really amazing shit that I did, I know that
a
I could
shit
tell.
You did.
Yeah, like a really.
You think of me?
Yeah, I'm like, just,
like a shit or shit that you did.
Like if did I did a like shit a that was a dump. Yeah.
If
I took a dump and it was amazing, like it was long and had colors in it, like
you
I would
send it to me.
I would totally because true. You were the only person who would make me feel okay with it. Because everyone else would make me feel bad. They'll be like, Kelly, come on, is that really you really talking about?
I would
about?
Be like, I can't. It's too blurry. Can you retake it and send it again? I can't tell what you had for lunch. I want to be able to tell what you had
I think
for
that's
lunch.
I think I've actually texted a Jesse May and been like, I can't tell anybody else this, but you wouldn't
you
believe the fucking shit.
I wish I could pull that up and find the text because she definitely has.
See, I'm not lying. Jess and my palooza because everyone else would make me feel bad. Like, Kelly, that's really inappropriate. I'm like, no, it's not. It's a great shit. And I don't want the world to see it.
My fuck dad that. Still makes me pull his finger. It's like shit jokes are just in the family.
Where is your family? Where are they from?
Syracuse. Yes. See, your American accent is my whole upbringing because everyone sounds like the S.
Well, I always thought I was doing Midwest.
Yeah, yours
time.
Is more Midwest. I'm pre-Midwest. I'm like the, right before you get to the Midwest. I'm like the top of the, I'm the froth of the Midwest teacup.
The teacup.
Yeah.
Were you home for Thanksgiving?
Yes, I was.
Oh, man.
Yeah, for 2 days, in and out,
oh,
real quick.
Shit.
Treated Syracuse like a bitch. Left the money in the dresser and got the fuck out.
I don't have any family here, so I didn't have to spend it with family, and I was kind of sad about that. But then I realized every single Christmas that I've ever spent with my family, and was like, oh, no, we're okay. That's fine, because all Christmas is my mum yelling that no one's helping her. And then the minute someone goes into the kitchen and goes, all right, what do you need? I don't need your help. I can't do it with you in the kitchen. And then she just says that maybe it would be better if she wasn't alive and then we'll have a good laugh.
Yeah, the guilt.
Yeah, the guilt. She's an idiot though because she had 4 kids and we just all gang up on her now. So there's no way that, like, if she ever gets sympathy, we all just laugh at her and we're like, she's like, okay, it doesn't work anymore. You guys are, you're all adults.
My mom I make my mom feel guilty because she only has white wine in the house and it's in a box. And I just
that's the Syracuse way, isn't
and
it?
No matter how free it is, I just can't get myself to drink wine out of a box.
What? You of all people.
I know. I'm the only one drinking right now. No. I just am like too classy to drink.
Why couldn't you drink out of a box? I call them goon bags. They're called
the
goon
so
bags.
Bad.
They're
so bad.
Oh, fuck that. Don't worry about it. What about you, Leah? Did you go home for Thanksgiving?
No, I cooked here.
Yeah. You got a crazy family too.
In Maine?
Do you?
Yeah, but they're my kind of, I mean, they're... They've been good to me with their crazy. My mother also loves talking about poop. Like if you went
your
over to our
dad.
House right now, within like 5 minutes, she'd let you know that she's not wearing underwear.
Oh,
and
fuck.
Underwear is like a government conspiracy to keep women's vaginas sanitized.
Oh, my God.
And
thank God for
you,
that.
Yeah, she's angry about it, and everyone's gonna see vagina as up to her. And that you should eat a lot of vegetables and have good dumps.
Jesus
that.
Christ, there's IBS.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, she's very just. I like her a lot.
IBS runs in our family, and I grew up in a naked house too.
So naked. I think
that's, yeah. Yeah.
Like everyone would just walk around?
No, just my mum. And it was always like underwear and bra situation. So even to the point where like if someone came over, I'm like, mum, you've got to put some pants on. You have to put some pants on. She's like, what? I'm hot. I don't want to put my pants on. I'm hot. Ah. Apparently my mum's been going through menopause for 25 years.
Your mom would walk around in her underwear?
Yeah.
I think it's like a hippie thing. Like 1970s women. They were like, this is our shit.
Nah, she's just lazy.
My mom is so shy.
Really? My mom's like a...
Really? Fucking lazy.
Yeah, but my sisters were like, we walk around, like if my sisters came to visit, when I was living in Harlem, living with my roommate, this chick, Natalie, two of my sisters came to visit me, and we just always walked around naked, like when we were getting ready, and so Natalie's there, and she came out, and like there's, you know, three sets of tits in her face.
I
just
hate
a whole lot
it.
Of boobage.
I hate it. I had to share a room with my sister until I was 23, and she was 25, I was 23. She always got dressed in front of me, and I fucking hated it.
Yeah, that's weird.
She used to like just come
it's
in.
Just like a locker room.
No, but I can't handle
it's
it. Like,
normal.
I got changed in the bathroom after a shower, after every shower.
It's like a locker room. Was there a lesbian coach looking at you through the window?
Were people throwing fucking tampons at you, like Kerry? Yeah.
Plug it up.
But no, like a sports team. Like when after you get out of like soccer practice, you guys all shower. You guys shower in a group shower?
I did. I never did.
We had like one group shower with like multiple, and we all just fucking showered. It was no.
Well, we did that too.
With
we
no
would scrub
doors?
Each other's
no.
back softly, and then music would play.
We actually used to dip chewing tobacco.
hang on, girly.
We dipped chewing tobacco, like when I played soccer, because I didn't want to. You know, it was just like a fun thing we all did as a group, and we'd fucking take a shower and then spit in the tray.
Chewing tobacco and getting showered together.
That sounds like some real. That's like a league of their own.
We were serious.
When I was
you
on
found,
the speech
found
team,
a
we
way.
Would flash each other. We would flash each other on the bus.
You what?
Yeah. It was a speech team. I never played any sports.
See, Katie's
speech team.
Katie's from the Midwest. There's no.
You know what that is?
There's nothing to do in the Midwest,
or you
just but
do speeches.
There's nothing to do in the Midwest,
like
but
speaking?
Like not go to the beach and just get pregnant. Like there's nothing to do because you're in the middle of fucking
well,
nowhere.
Apparently, there was also a speech team.
Okay, speech team, number one in the state.
How?
Boom.
Yeah.
Was
hello.
It like a, was that like a debate team, but you actually didn't have anything for or against?
Yeah, we would
just
like tell like a 10-minute story. Mine was a humorous awesome. Story. I would do a character who was teaching a seminar about gun safety.
In the Midwest, they must have loved that.
This
they're like,
in school?
Loved it. Yeah. I got the right to bear arms. Get her off the stage.
My name is Katie. I'm 13, and I want to have the right to own my own gun.
And I'm a communist.
I would like to just add, I think it's important. I was on the math team. I feel like I should. We didn't flash each other, though.
Math team.
Flash each other some fractions.
Fucking right.
So what would be the pecking order out of the two? Like, would you look down on the speech team, or does the speech team look down
please.
On the math team?
We didn't have a speech team in our school.
I'd have to say it'd be eye level right there.
My speech team looked down on everybody.
Really?
We were like number one in the state.
I don't think I knew what
there
looking
were, there
down
were no
on
other speech
men.
Teams. There were no other.
I had no idea of social mores.
I have no idea what any of this all means. Like teams, you guys have teams for like subjects. That's crazy.
Yeah, like they have like debate teams and all that. We just had sports teams. We didn't have any. I would like a speech team or like a debate team.
A speech team sounds fun. That sounds like creative
fun.
Storytelling. Yeah.
Isn't that just like doing drama?
It is. It was like drama. Yeah.
But you're not interacting with other people.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're not getting shaved.
And it's yeah, not, like, you write it yourself.
Yeah. Isn't it just like,
and there's no
drama?
Costumes. So, like, not at all like drama.
No. That's what you just did.
Did you still have the shower after speech?
I feel bad that you guys missed out on group
hey,
yeah. sports shower.
Katie, I love that monologue you did about gun safety. Anyway, can you wash my back?
Yeah. Got really sweaty up there. You guys want to go shower and spit in the drain?
Fucking awesome. That's what made me a woman.
We yeah, just combined in the drain. Our... I mean, you managed to take a all-woman shower and make it unsexy. Somehow.
I know. I did it on purpose. Yeah. I just fucking See? Took that and I you took my dick out on it. Right, and I pissed all over it. It might not even be true. I just wanted to ruin the visual.
Yeah, it's like a feminist shower. See, they all farted.
We let our fucking leg hair grow in the shower. We unshaved our legs. We put hair back onto our legs. Was this going to be attractive? Well, let me ruin it.
Maybe that's what I needed because I had so many issues with nudity growing up because my naked mom and my naked sister. Maybe I needed that fucking shower room scene to kind of just get over it and just see tits all the time and be okay with it. Now I'm like too scared to see friends of mine like... Like, yeah, I went and got massages, like normal massages, not like creepy massages with a friend of mine. And she just like gets her tits out like, oh, it's fine. Just put a towel over yourself. I'm like, no, what if it moves? What if I see my friend naked and then I get a thump, thump, thump in my pants? I'm like, oh, shit.
You're scared of it.
I'm like, I'm 30 and I'm a lesbian. Well, fuck, what happened?
That could happen.
I'm sucking
but you
all
get
these
Brazilians.
Totally
hmm? Why not? Like a Brazilian.
Right. Wax?
Wax?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah, I do. I do get it. But I... Yeah, I do. I just close my eyes and I go across from where I work and there's these old, like the old Asian ladies and they're fucking... These women are so fucking hilarious. Oh, the cops are here. Quick, everyone run. No. Jess.
They're probably looking for the
right,
girl
guys,
who went into the, broke into the net building next door and was running around the second floor. I went to the building and just was like knocking on everybody's door. And was like, Kelly?
It just reminds me of some Kelly. Creepy scene from like Chainsaw Massacre. Yeah, like,
Kelly.
Like, Kelly? Boom, boom. Ch-ch.
But then I was like, can I use your bathroom? I don't know who you are, but I really have to pee.
They let you in. I love that.
Oh, man. No, but I am. What were we talking about?
You're afraid. You're a lesbian.
The ladies at Wax.
Yes, this is your comedy.
Oh, no, the Wax. Oh, I love these Asian ladies across because they're really, really cheap. But they're not shy about telling me what my body looks like because if I haven't gone for a while, wherever the hair is, I'm like, listen, you know, joking around, setting up the story for it. I'm like, it's been a while. Haven't seen you in a while. It's been a while. Haven't been getting laid, so I haven't been here in a while. And then when she sees it, she just like fucking laughed in my face and goes, oh, you got a lot of hair.
they're like children. Those Asian women are like children. They have no censorship. Oh, you have so much hair.
You're like jungle.
How does anyone fuck you? That's right. You're not getting fucked.
You don't get Brazilian. You get Amazon. No.
I went to Vietnam once, and then there's places in like Hoi An in Vietnam where you get clothes made really, really cheap, really well-made tailored clothes. And I was walking down this like sort of alleyway where I was like choosing my clothes and the woman who owned the store was walking behind me. And as I was walking, she slapped my ass and went, you got a big bum.
I think the difference though is that when they say that, they have no value on it. Mm. Like we take it personally or think, but they're just describing like, hey, what's up? Like I remember one of the first times I got a Brazilian, I used to have my clitoris pierced and the lady fucking started playing with the ring and she was like, what's this? And I was like, what the fuck is happening right now? But I think it's just very like, they're so comfortable with people's bodies at this point. They've been, you know, that it's not a value. They're not saying anything about it.
What'd she do? Like flick it? Like,
yeah,
a,
she was like
an ornament?
This? Yeah, that's exactly what she
Christmas
did.
Ornament? She'd never seen it before. She does lots of Brazilians.
Well, mine, it was really nice coloring.
We're missing, hang on.
What kind of ring did you have down there, Liam?
Hang on, we're missing an important point. You had a clit ring?
Yeah, I was, you know.
What?
We're more concerned of what ring it was. I want to know, like, what kind of a...
College.
How did that, I mean... Oh. Yeah, was that the soccer team? He goes, let's go get our clits pierced.
No, you never do it during sports season because
yeah,
you don't
want to
play during sports season.
We just getting having, like, one of those group showers and so everyone else had a clit ring and, like, I don't want to be left out of the group.
Everybody's making fun of my clit.
Yeah.
I don't want to be the only one.
I don't want to, Mom. Imagine telling your mom that. Mom, I don't want to be the only girl at school that doesn't have a clit ring.
Oh, my mom would freak right out. She'd be like, you did what to yourself?
Did it hurt?
It's not going to feel...
Oh, God, it hurt me just thinking about it.
Yeah, it's not... Yeah. I mean, ouch. But I mean, we're hurting,
what?
Whatever. Hurt goes away.
What does it add to the flavor of
of sexual.
Well,
no, it's like a flag point. So anything within like 5 centimeters all the way around is going to hit its mark.
Really?
Yeah. And B, also, it's just like awesome looking. So you're like, I fucking love looking at my crotch.
What?
Yeah, it's so fun.
You could like use a magnet. Like if I were in school, I would just have a magnet in economy. Yeah. You know, like home
ec. I actually got stopped at the TSA.
Oh, great.
That set it off. And then the lady stuck her hand in my pants. Yeah, this is before.
Y'all went.
This is pre-terrorism.
No, it wasn't pre-terrorism. It was after terrorism. But it was like before I would, like now I would like pitch a fucking fit. Or like be like, if you're going to stick your hand in there, finish the job, lady. But at the time I was just like, I don't know. I would like to move on now. What are you doing?
She didn't believe that.
Well, she just wanted to make sure there like wasn't, I don't know, a gun in my vagina. When this is ridiculous. She just stuck her hand like.
Couldn't you just say, show it to me? Like you gotta stick your hand in.
I literally was like,
keep a Polaroid.
Well, the thing is that my
pocket.
Dad was like waiting on the other side of the thing. I would never want my dad to know that. Like my dad's like Gandalf. Like he's a fucking perfect man with, you know,
wizard powers
wears hiking boots, loves, you know, Stephen Hawking and the universe. We're not gonna fuck. I was like mortified that my dad was there, and I was like, she's just touching my vagina, daddy. nothing there. I'm a virgin.
Leah, have you got drugs on you? No, dad, it's much worse than that.
Way worse than drugs.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I would imagine you get stopped a lot with a clit ring.
Jesus. Yeah, it sets off buzzers.
But it sets off also fucking, you know.
It was more for me. Like, it made me really comfortable with my, you know, you go through that stage, I don't know, where you're like, I want to own myself and be comfortable with myself.
Oh my God. Leah's like, I'm going to jam a piece of metal through it.
I thought it was the cutest thing ever.
That's awesome.
A piece of metal through my cunt.
Oh. See, I don't call it that.
I can't even believe, I can't believe you did that. Like, I just never thought that you would have had a clit ring. Not that to say that there's girls out there, like, if they have a clit ring, you know what I mean?
Like, there's, like, certain type.
Well, it was I get it. You're judging me.
Do you still have it?
Yeah, do you still have it?
No, I got rid of it a long
time
ago.
Did you have, like, a ceremony? Or just, like...
You buried it?
I would think that'd be, like, an emotional thing. Like, not like a tongue ring. You're just like, like, I mean, that's, like, you know, we had a lot of good times. Like, did you...
It's like when you give
Yeah, that's exactly what I did. I was like, we've been
we had a good
strong.
Time.
We made it through...
That's crazy. I can't do any piercings like that. I'm so petrified of anyone touching me where they're not supposed to. I reckon people I was molested, but I never was.
I think you need to get gangbanged.
No. I don't know about that.
Oh, yeah. Gently, not like, you know, one guy tenderly. Over and over. I mean, yeah. He could just keep coming into the room with different shirts on.
Like, like a fucking
a gentle gangbang.
No, he's got a mustache, rock, hood hat, a feather in his hair.
He's a different Ninja Turtle every time. He's like Doctor. And then he comes in as a teacher.
Han Solo, Chewbacca.
He just dresses as different men throughout your life. You
or
know?
It can be like 4 different guys, but they just kiss me tenderly during it. So I still feel loved.
Yeah. I got to write that down. Sorry, ladies.
Gang massage.
A gentle gangbang with the same guy who comes in.
Yeah,
the room.
Like an
that's
improv.
A keeper.
No, I just, I don't know. Like, I have a therapist. Did anyone else do your therapy here?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
I'm my therapist on speed dial.
Oh, you and I have the same therapist. I turned you on
Man,
to that.
That's right. Me and Jess have the same therapist, Beverly, who's awesome. And her husband, Alan, does he's a therapist to the stars. And we were talking about it once, and she was like, listen, she's like, I want you to like search deep down. And she's like, did something happen? Why are you so weird with like, you know? And I'm like, I honestly would fucking tell you if something happened. But nothing ever fucking happened.
You should make shit up and fuck with them.
You're probably repressing
it. Yeah, because that helps.
That's what
they say.
Right. If you don't remember it, then you're totally repressing.
That's right. You can completely block a memory.
I don't think you're repressing it. I think you're just...
You know what it was?
I think you're ready to break free, though.
Yeah, you're ready to let that kitty cat out.
Yeah, let it out.
Let her out. Run around the streets like a New York City rat.
Don't let society make you feel weird about your body.
I'm going to go ahead and clit ring.
Feed your vagina a hamburger already, will you?
Yeah, do some experimental performance. No.
Set yourself free.
Just doesn't stuff mean you some stuff in there.
Do Alvin Alley.
Pull doesn't it out slowly. Pull it out. Yeah.
Doesn't even mean you need to do anything weird. Just be like, I'm fucking good with myself.
No, I blame my mom. I blame my mom, like the naked house. I blame her because it was just so gross. Like, to the point where I remember like friends like would come over to visit me, and right in front of them, like she pulled down her pants. Right, because she was hot, and I'm like, Mom, they're a foot in front of you. She's like, we're all women here. We don't mind. I'm like, no, we're not all women here. You're a mother, and we're women. Like, that's different.
That's crossing a boundary a little bit.
It is crossing a boundary, but not on purpose.
Not on purpose. No. Was your dad, I mean, was your mom and father still together?
I think I can't remember. They broke up a few years ago, but it just crossed over. But my dad was like, we didn't even notice. He was just, you know, he's a
did
butcher.
He say anything? Was he around when she was, you know, flashing?
He
her
didn't
panties?
Care. No, he never said anything. He's a quiet man, a very quiet man.
It's almost like when you have kids, man. You just like lose your mind.
Yeah,
you know,
my mom
like,
lost her mind.
No, I think that's what happens.
Yeah, it's just the hormones. Like if one of us did that, we'd be like, "Are you fucking crazy?" But if like a mom did it, it's like, well,
she's a mom.
Crazy. She's crazy now.
But even my sister would do it. My sister's like the coolest person that I know. She's awesome, and she would like I would get changed in the shower in the bathroom. I'd get changed in my pajamas, going back to my bedroom, and then like my sister would come in with her like bathrobe, and the minute she closed the door, she just boom. Off the bathrobe, put a leg up on the fucking desk and start like moisturizing her legs.
Oh my god! Like, with her clit ring dangling.
I'm just trying to watch Degrassi High. Don't look.
Yeah, but this is in your bedroom. Isn't that legal?
I know, but I don't want to have to look at her leg up on a desk.
You don't have to look. You can go about your business.
Yeah, I'm taking you to a strip club. I'm going to make you get lefty.
I've never been.
No. But I think you could make it unsexual. Like a body doesn't have to be sexual. It can just be like regular and normal.
Yeah, anatomy. Yeah. Just be science.
Well, you guys are so liberated.
I'm not. I'm just,
I'm uncomfortable with nudity.
Yeah.
I have a girlfriend who, I stay over at her apartment and she'll like pee with the door open. One day I woke up, I stayed over with her and I went out and she was sitting in a chair nude with her leg up eating a sandwich.
Wow.
See, that's made aggressive. Me so uncomfortable.
Yeah, see, I don't think you need to go that far. And like, I don't go fucking walking around naked in public. I don't even wear shirts that show cleavage. But I mean, I'm fine with like sitting with myself in the shower.
I think I need to go to a strip club and just be comfortable.
Let's go right after this. We should have done this from
the
strip club.
Yeah, but that's a different kind of naked.
That might be sexualized naked.
Yeah. I think you should just be comfortable with your naked.
I think I am, but
take some baby steps.
No, I think I am. Like, if one
take some babies.
But when I'm with a guy, I'm totally cool with being naked. And
I feel like
that
steps backwards.
You're right. Yeah.
No, but I'd want the lap dance though. Can I get the lap dance?
They're fun.
I think we put our issues about bodies onto guy. I don't think guys give a fuck. Guys that give a fuck are not somebody that you want to be with. Yeah, they need to be with somebody who's obsessed with Like, the guys are just like, oh, I love tits and vagina. I'm so excited that you're touching my penis.
Guys?
They don't care.
They don't care.
They don't care about the shape.
Guys fucking love their own bodies more than anything else. If I have got so many dick pics that have been sent to me from other comics.
Because they're so excited about it.
And I have not slept with any of them. And
they're
I'm not
excited.
Not even instigated anything would happen. Like, I have a very strict rule where I'm like, yeah, you're a comic, you're a dickhead. It's fine. But like,
Which is true.
Yeah, but I'm not the same. But you know what I mean? Like, they're so like fickle with like who they want to be with and who they don't. So they send these dick pics. I'm like, there's nothing about looking at your dick, you standing over a toilet with your bare feet. Oh.
But it's
like that. I go
at least create an environment.
Dirty bad.
But I think that's
go in the woods or something.
Is there some composition?
Put a little bird.
Make it like
on
a Lord of the Rings.
Don't you have some tinsel for the background? It's a holiday.
It's a holiday theme. Yeah, absolutely.
Got some lights on it.
Christ, could you throw a string of lights around that thing?
Can you put it under the mistletoe? Can you put your dick under the mistletoe?
Santa Claus coming to town, you. Grateful bastard.
It's the birth of Jesus. At least put it in a fucking
show
manger.
Your respect.
They don't have any maison scene with their fucking dicks.
that was not meant to be as blasphemous as it sounded.
I was one of the three wise men.
That's funny though. Fuck. In a manger.
And I meant in the nativity scene, obviously.
So everyone's
just
standing around.
Just a cameo.
Everyone's looking at
that'd be a good group shot. But group dick shot.
Hang on, everyone's looking at the bassinet and all the three wise men and the drummer boy. Everyone's looking at it and there's like a dick in a bassinet.
That's
just
Jesus.
Like poking.
Baby Jesus is
the
penis.
Oh boy, we might get some letters from this one.
Hopefully.
No, we never get letters.
It's
going to
be a white color. Baby Jesus is a penis. We're touching all sorts of things.
I'm huge on the baby Jesus. So I just meant in the nativity scene.
I'd like to apologize to all the Catholic listeners.
Although I would like to see a full... with the penis in the hay and, you know, the cattle are lowing.
The mushroom. Just the mushroom top coming out with the hay.
Yeah, what about the donkey, romantic. Though? The donkey might go near it. That's the problem.
No. That's a mule. The mule is the one that's...
just a little pee hole coming out
from the
top.
I believe they're infertile because they're a... Right?
Mule's a boy.
They might try to nibble, though. I mean, you don't know.
I don't know, Leah. You're coming out with some facts here. I'm not good with facts.
Can we Google this shit?
Why don't we just make shit up?
No, because a mule is a donkey and, like, what?
Are mules infertile? Is that
they
what
are
going?
Because they're cross species.
I believe that it's a cross species. It's a donkey and a horse. That's why it's called a mule, and that's why the term mulatto is offensive.
I'm backing you up 100% on the mule. I don't know about mulatto though,
because it means sterile because it's a crossbreed.
And then people. Medium. It was.
I'm looking it up.
Yeah, it's sterile.
I know every animal that's sterile because it is my
it's your spirit animal
that I am sterile animal. And I no longer have to worry about getting pregnant.
Yeah, mules are sterile.
Oh yeah, yeah. Bam, mules are infertile. I take it back. My facts are sister. Take it back. Say I take it back. So my name is Kelly, and I take it back.
Thank you for teaching me everything about this amazing
country.
She won't
even take it back.
Nah, fuck that it's shit.
Fucking
I'm
loaded
fucking
with facts over here, and I'm getting.
Oh man, you're the
I know every animal's penis out there. I know every animal penis
keep
out there.
Coming.
Wow.
Yeah.
I've got a little game that I'm going to do because I get sent so many dick pics. I have a show at the creek. I told Katie this story already. I have a show at the creek in the cave where I do it's a comedy show, but you do everything but your stand up, but comics do it. So you have to do something but your stand-up is going to be funny. I'm just going to collect all the comedian dick pics that I can get. And then everyone has to guess the dick by the credits.
Kelly!
By the credits. So they're not going to know.
Are you serious?
So this next dick that you see, you may remember from Late Night with Jimmy Fallon.
You can't sit around with your clam in your hand, but you're going to do a show like that? That's some backward shit.
They need to be taught. Glad I've never sent you a dick pic.
No, they're so free willing to send their dicks
out. Wait, are you serious?
I think that they're awesome about it. I'm going to, like, if I do it, I'm going to make some people really mad, but they're not going to know who it is because it's only going to be the credit so people can guess who they
want
to guess.
Oh my God, I really want you to do it.
I'm sick of it, Jess.
How many do you have?
I've got four.
Four.
None of them.
I'm thinking I got like a baker's dozen. Four's not that many.
None that I haven't slept with any of them. I haven't made out. I haven't slept with any of them. But they fucking just sent them to me. It starts off with, hey, are you coming to my show? Yeah, I'm running late. Boom, dick. Like they don't.
Are you 100% sure it's their dick? Maybe it's just a joke dick.
Copy and paste.
Oh, that's pretty funny.
Maybe it's somebody else's dick.
Maybe it's their profile. Like it's their headshot they keep in the phone.
Oh, headshot.
Maybe it's just a dick they found online.
Yeah. No, I don't reckon. They're too much of an ego to not send their own dick.
I can already guess who it is.
I know. I've got four people in my mind
right now.
I
totally have four people who have dicks.
One of them. I don't even need no credits.
Yeah. Jesse, man, I totally sent pictures of our dicks next to a big dump we took in the toilet. I'm usually a lady. What the fuck is happening?
But also, other male.
I'm a vegetarian.
There's also other male comics, though, as well, who have dick pics of their male friends because guys are like, fucking, oh, let's just share our dicks.
Oh,
I don't want it to be a community thing where everyone, like, I'm like, guys, put out a Facebook message. So I want any dicks, pics that you have of any comics so I can put this slideshow together. And I know guys will come forward and send the fucking dick pics.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do
it. People did that naked show.
Oh, yeah. Was that Midnight Run?
That was at the creek.
The pit, right?
Yeah, what
no,
was
the
it?
Pit had a show called The Naked Comedy Show, and people did their entire sets
topless.
Nude.
Was it
nude.
The topless one?
There was a topless show as well.
I mean, wasn't comedy nude
full
enough?
Full nude.
Yeah, there's been a naked show at the creek before, and I popped my head in, and it was a guy on stage doing comedy naked.
Who?
I can't even remember. I don't even know. I would tell you if I knew it was.
I'd be so cold.
It would be cool.
I'd be freezing.
Emotionally and physically.
I also feel like the great thing about comedy is like you get to have people laugh at you and listen to the words coming out of your mouth and not fucking looking at
don't
you.
Don't be staring at your nipples.
So why would you...
Categorizing them.
Yeah, isn't it exposing
enough?
You know
enough? What, Leah? It's like really alternative. Like if you can do comedy when you're naked, it's like an amazing thing. That's
yeah,
what
but
it
when
is.
Would you ever need to do it again?
Fucking suck a dick.
Absolutely not.
Fucking suck a dick alternative space of comedy. Like I know I say that after I have an alternative comedy show, but that makes me so fucking mad because it made me really uncomfortable. And then I was drunk and ended up making out with a comic. Boo.
I feel like women have worked so hard to not have to show their tits.
Yeah.
I'm not about to just go. Sorry, fucking Eleanor Roosevelt.
Sorry, Mary Todd. I just said that because we were talking about Lincoln. Did I ruin the flow? I'm sorry.
No, not at all. I was just thinking, Marie Curie is who I was thinking.
Oh, yeah.
And it makes me think of the Simpsons.
Madam Curie.
The Simpsons.
We're on a first name basis, Marie.
It just makes me think of the Simpsons, like, watch out, it's a cruise! When she, that was a bomb.
Speaking of bombs, did you know that women invented Kevlar?
Yeah. I don't know what Kevlar is.
Battle
like you to not get shot?
Fuck, Leah, you're way too smart for me.
But Jesse, is it that hook stuff?
The stuff that you wear when you don't want to get
bulletproof vest. Oh, I'm thinking
you
like
the Velcro.
I'm thinking Renaissance shit. I'm thinking like
chainmail.
Chainmail.
Women invented that. Dope.
Women were not allowed to invent things back then because they were still property.
It's hard to invent when you're being raped.
Hard to invent when you're tied up outside being raped with the cattle.
Hey, rape jokes. Come on, guys. That's not. Can we not do that? That's
imagine.
Not,
oh, I don't think that was a joke. I think she meant that as a fact.
I did totally.
Not joking. That's actually historically true.
Yep. Do you guys see the thing about on Twitter today with Chris Brown and the comedy writer? Is it Jenny Jones?
No, I didn't see
Jenny
it.
Jenny Johnson.
She's funny. Twitter.
Very funny. Yeah. Very clean and precise. Her tweets.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you meant clean. I was like, I'm not clean. Thinking comedy. Of a different yeah, Jenny her, Johnson.
Because tweets are so good.
Well, it's tight.
Tight. That's the word I was looking for.
Yeah, like her vagina, ladies. Am I right? Oh, all right. That was unnecessary, but I wanted to do it. It's okay. Listen, this is how I free myself up. Me and my vagina free themselves up.
Accept yourself.
Pieces at a time.
We need to accept ourselves.
Just as you are.
Yeah. Just one bomb at a time. But see, he asked for it though. Like, if you're a celebrity and you're on Twitter and you put shitty stuff out there. Like, it's obvious that she's only following him to make fun of him.
Right.
You know what I mean? And the fact that he indulges with her and they go back and forth for a while and now he's got himself into trouble because there's a part of the tweet where he wants to shit in her eye.
What?
And everyone's like,
oh my God, Chris Brown, can you imagine the diseases?
He beats women and now he wants to put feces in girls' eyes. He's an animal.
What was his initial tweet that she...
His initial tweet was, I look old as fuck. I'm only 23. Lol. And then she wrote back...
Deep.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, real
know.
Deep. Very existential.
I'm glad he wrote that. And then she wrote back, I know, being a worthless piece of shit can really age a person.
That's also very true. I mean, that's a fact. That's
it is
a fact.
Also a fact.
But then
it's
just
factual.
It just keeps on going. And he's like really, it keeps on going back and forth about six times. He's like,
he really responded to
he
her.
He was like, you can take them teeth out when I'm... while you're sucking my dick.
Oh, wow. Classy and very intelligent. Oh, what is he, 9? 23?
Yeah, you may look older.
I'm going to poop in your ear.
Balls haven't dropped
and
yet.
And then she goes, your mum must be proud of you. And he responded with, I should fart while you're giving it to me up top.
That doesn't even make sense. I'm so disappointed. Where's his comedy writer?
He has no.
I could have done
no
so much better.
He needs his
where's
PR
his music writer?
Yeah.
And then she wrote, and then this is the part that I love. She wrote back, you flirt, exclamation point. And he wrote back, Mom says hello. She told me not to shart in your mouth, wanted me to shit right in your retina.
So he just does shit jokes. That's it. No. Okay.
Shit jokes about shit.
Shit threats.
I don't know.
Shit threats.
I would, as a side note, I would never want poop in my eye. I feel like massive.
You
get
where
really.
You draw the line.
That is it.
Yeah, that's
no,
pink eye.
No pooping. Yeah,
black
big
eye.
Pink eye. You probably get some kind of weird infection.
Yeah. I mean, that's a doctor's visit immediately. That's
immediately,
a visit.
And I bet it wouldn't be covered by your insurance. They'd be like, no, that's a
that's
eye doctor.
Cosmetic. That's cosmetic.
That's an eye. We don't do eye doctors.
Has anyone ever had cum in their eye? I never have, but apparently it stings.
Right now, actually. That's why I'm
just rubbing your eyes. But it was your own cum. You're just whacking your own dick off, Jess.
Yeah.
And you fucking right in your fucking eye. Your precision is amazing. Well done, girl. She's great. And then it just ended, but it just ends with Jenny just going, okay, I'm done. All I got from this exchange with Chris Brown was that he wants to shit and fart on me, which I think is, for me, that's hilarious. But women get really like, you know, like, this is unacceptable.
Yeah,
you
know? Women are, you know.
I don't know. It's like...
Well, she's just funny about it.
Yeah.
He has no sense of humor, which is what's
horrible.
Really funny about it.
Yeah.
That's
the
sad part. I'm not even worried about him punching girls. I'm worried that he has no good comebacks. Come on. You're like a millionaire. Can't you have time to
he
think
sings his
shit?
Comebacks back.
Yeah.
He's
a good dancer. I'll give him
I'm
that.
I'm gonna shit in your eye.
Girl, I wanted to get to the talking bit with like, girl, you know I like you for a long time. Let me shit in your eye, girl.
Your insurance like, company don't cover this, girl.
You think I'm meant to hurt you? Like LL Cool J.
You have to be eating certain foods. I had my Metamucil yesterday. I'm ready for you, girl.
I'm going to make you wear an eye patch, girl.
Yo, I've been taking those stool softeners. I am like right up there with that shit. So
you've seen two girls, one cup.
Oh, nah, nah. Shit my eye. Oh, nah, nah. Shit my eye. Shit in my eye.
Why can I not think of a single Chris Brown song right now?
It's a good
because they're all shitty. Right. Oh,
fucking Jesse May Paluzzo, fucking getting out there with the punny. Oh shit, good girl.
I know. I hope he doesn't listen to this.
I do.
He's gonna be so mad.
He's
gonna be really pissed.
I have to say that I love when girls get angry. Like it makes me. It's to me, it's quite entertaining when people get pissed off over something really small. Like this is nothing. This is a fucking Twitter. Like who gives a shit?
She's right. I don't think Jenny Johnson's angry. She's not angry. She's laughing.
People have lost Twitter's serious. I mean, Twitter's like one of, you know, when it comes to like news and things like that, Twitter is like people lose jobs.
Well, this is, I got this article because Facebook, like, you know, I have the Melbourne comedy scene is full of a lot of women who are very outspoken and very liberal. Like it's a very serious thing. Like if you dare challenge a female comic in Melbourne, here it's a lot more relaxed. It's a lot more, we can take a joke. Melbourne, a lot of Melbourne girls can't take a joke and they're really serious about issues of rape and blah, blah, blah. It's like, you're a comic.
That's
chill
bizarre.
The fuck out. And this is why where I got the thing from, because they all were posting it going, this is wrong. This is like, they're just so like straight to anger. But just, well, why would you, just don't let it affect you and then it will never... If you're going to give words or something power, that's when it's going to affect you. Otherwise, it would never have any fucking... How about you write a joke and not fucking read up about what the fuck Chris Brown is and who his eye wants to shit in?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I get...
Negative reinforcing.
But I love it. I love reading when, like, people get really, like, outraged. I love outrage. It just makes me laugh so much.
The one thing that is weird about Chris Brown, though, a while ago, I don't remember when I read it on, but, like, there were all these girls... like these, you know, groupies, Chris Brown, that had like these matching t-shirts on that were like, beat me, Chris Brown. Or, like, and you know, it just makes you sort of like worry about, I mean, that's just sort like of like, women. Like, come on guys. Like that's
like
not...
if you or me wore that t-shirt, you know that we could take the beating.
Fucking but... joking, yeah. You know, but that, they meant it. They were like, wow. And it's like, oh, that's why I think people get.
But girls are always crazy like that. I mean, it's like the Beatles, like the girls who are crazy for the Beatles.
Yeah, but it's one thing to be crazy about something. It's another thing to be like, no, I let you fucking take a dump in my eyes.
Yeah, there's no Beat Me Ringo t-shirts.
But I think like, because Chris Brown, you know, the thing about the whole beat thing is like, you know, like guys who are in, you know, have infidelity and they cheat, they have to resign and all this shit. And Chris Brown, who goes and beats Rihanna, is still a superstar. So it's like, there's no limit to that sort of like... situation where it's an illegal thing. There was a trial and he beat her.
Yeah.
But he's still releasing records and his job, he still has his job. So it's like, where is the line drawn?
Well, then there's also the thing with like when you look like, remember like Mel Gibson when he was on the phone with his like now
I think wasn't even
that was fun. They were
the,
pretty amazing,
dude. When he
I want that
when
as my
he
ringtone.
When he was on, you know, you know about this. You guys know about this. I'm just channeling South Park. You guys know about this.
I think with Mel Gibson though, there's a whole thing, and that's he had a huge drinking problem.
But he like those they are so funny when he says when he says to her they made me laugh like because he's breathing really heavily and it was really
oh you were
like,
talking about the one where he was talking to her.
Yeah, he's talking to her, and he goes, I want you to crawl over to me, blow me, and smile in that order!
I didn't hear that.
Oh, it's great.
Oh,
in
he's
that
insane.
Order.
Like, just smile and blow me.
What he guys exactly him being a complete drunk, which I agree with. Yeah. He's totally, like, I want him and David Hasselhoff. I want somebody to cut like a record and like a video
a
compilation.
Mashup.
Yeah, a mashup. Wouldn't that be great?
But because when you listen to the audio, that one of the funny ones was like, you should have blown me in the jacuzzi. Like the whole phone call was that he was upset that his girl, who he takes care of, who has a child with, said no to a blowjob because she was tired and he got pissed off about it.
But look how it's necessary it is. Men get angry.
Well, you should have. Well, you wouldn't have.
You need to release that anger, ladies.
It's probably a really nice house.
Jesse Mays on the other side. Well, look, he is paying all the bills. And I don't understand why she can't just suck a fucking dick.
Do you know how much you probably Con Ed cost for that? She's not even chipping in for
electricity. How many utility bills are there, bitch? Are you paying? What name is on the utility bill? Suck the dick.
You have a private jet. Just fucking pull your gums in, put your lips over your fucking teeth.
Suck the dick, or he's going to have Chris Brown come over and shit in your eye.
I think Mel Gibson likes teeth, though, so I wouldn't worry about tucking your fucking gums over your teeth.
Well, the thing with Mel Gibson is that then he made a few little, you know, jibes about Jews.
A few little jibes.
That sounds like a new Broadway
huge
play.
Anti-Semitic comments. Huge anti-Semite. But
come see Mel Brooks' jabs about Jews.
Let's just say he's not a fan of the Jewish conglomerates.
Yeah,
but he made the Jew jokes or comments or threats. But he was supposed to be in Hangover 2. And they cut him from Hangover 2 because they were like, no, they were trying to like blacklist Mel Gibson from Hollywood. So instead, they used Mike Tyson, who has been convicted of rape,
and
went
bit somebody
to jail, bit someone's ear off.
Well, I mean, come
instead.
On. This is what I'm talking about.
So it's easy. It's like, oh, no, you can rape a girl, but don't fucking mess with the Jews. Okay?
It's a lesser of two evils.
Or just rape a Jew and be done with it.
Yeah.
Hey, completely
okay, guys, we're going to go off air right now. sorry.
Guys, something happened to electricity. It just got turned off.
I think it's because the Mel Gibson thing was more recent. Like, it was like Mike Tyson that was, you know.
Like, it's forgotten. And that's the thing. Everything just kind of, right? Like, the Tyson thing was so long ago.
Yeah, I didn't even know about that.
It was, what, 20 years ago?
Yeah, I didn't even know that he had been convicted of raping someone.
Tattooed his face. Yeah. His tattoo covers up all his convictions. So it's like.
And now he has a show about pigeons.
What?
He's a bird show. He's like working on being a new man.
He's reinventing himself. Yeah. One pigeon.
The pigeon was
Look at her Googling.
I don't remember the rape conviction.
Yeah, his
I
wife,
just remember
right?
the ear, the biting the ear.
That's why he was in jail, because of rape. He raped somebody. I thought he was in jail for that. No, I don't think it was. No, he beat the shit out of Robin Givens.
Oh, that's what I remember. Right.
But that's not what he was in jail for. He did rape someone.
Yeah, no, he definitely raped. Was it a cheerleader or... It was someone.
Pigeon.
But, he wrapped a pigeon.
If he beat the shit out of Robin Givens, can't we just consider that like practice before the fight?
Yes, he could.
Just saying, maybe, you know, that's like me bouncing jokes off my boyfriend. Consider that just.
Oh, geez, Louise. I'm just looking up the pigeon shit. Hang on. Someone else talk while I'm looking this up.
Jess. Pigeon shit.
Yeah. It's a hole on top. What are you looking up exactly?
I'm looking up the show with Mike validity. Tyson.
I just saw. Mel Gibson's Get the Gringo. It's in Mexico. Did you guys see that?
No.
It just came out. I thought it was really funny.
The movie Get the Gringo?
Yeah.
I like Mel Gibson. He's crazy. I mean,
he's crazy fucking
Hollywood's
person.
Full of crazy. Look at Tom Cruise.
That's
Hello.
Crazy. That's another level of crazy.
John Travolta.
I just rewatched so Tropic Thunder, which is
he's
one of my favorite
fucking
comedies.
Great in that.
Tom Cruise is so fucking good.
So good
in Tropic Thunder.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, and he's like,
with the gut, yeah. And he's just like...
And he's like, I'm going to get that guy. Oh, it's so good.
But even Robert Downey Jr. in that film.
Oh,
fucking,
God.
Because he was on
Love
the fucking...
Him.
He was on the fucking really bad, like the bad... He could not get clean for so long.
I wanted to
That film
him back
brought
to
him back. And he played an Australian who was pretending to be black.
Yes.
Such a great movie.
And he was like...
Improvising.
Like, fucking
Come
hell.
Over, I'll make you dinner and I'll get you back on drugs because I thought it was sexier. I'm just kidding.
He's so good.
Stay sober.
So I think what's happening... Just so in case I think we might have skipped over it. Mike Tyson's gonna get a show out on Animal Planet about pigeons.
No, wait, it already came out. It already came out.
Let me show. It already came out.
I don't think it did well.
No. He's kissing a pigeon.
So I'm showing a picture.
People have to be able to rehabilitate themselves, guys, and yeah, he's finding
true.
Himself
with
nature.
It's like pit bulls and parolees.
True. Yeah, that was probably his idea. That would be a great
definitely.
Pitch.
I mean, if somebody pitched that and he was their idea, that would be so crazy. But that's definitely Tyson's idea.
Jesus Christ!
I want to save pigeons. I want to save pigeons. I want to save all pigeons.
Fucking, that's how you get redemption. Save something everybody hates.
Does he beat the pigeons?
I think the thing with the Mel Gibson was the anti-Semitic
stuff.
His rants, like, it sounded like he fucking meant it. Like, it didn't sound like he was like making a joke.
He said it with conviction.
He said it like. Yeah. With real hatred. And I mean, that's not...
That was why it was hilarious.
I like the pan thing, though. When he was like... It was just like a minute of just panting.
That was
like
that was
animal.
Almost fucking worrying.
He was also fantastic in Lethal Weapon. I think
so
we should...
So good in Lethal Weapon.
I find it really
Are
hard.
Are we forgetting this?
Wow. He looked great in those jeans, too.
He was
in the feathered hair and those
blue
eyes.
Chain smoked. He's like chain smoking
with dirt on his cheek.
He has great thighs.
Oh, really good thighs.
Really nice thighs.
Nice ass. Forgive him. Forgive him, for he has sinned. He made Lethal Weapon.
Right, the thing is, right. is that we create these people. Like yeah. we sure put do. Magazines about them, and you can have anything you want, and then they become. And then we're like, and then we
bring them down as quickly as we put them up. Because like when you're someone like Mel Gibson, and this happened with Britney Spears, when you're someone who is responsible for about 100 people's around you wages, like if you stop working, if something happens to you and you stop working, then I can't work anymore. Like imagine all the people working under Britney Spears. They needed her to keep going.
It must when be she was, so much pressure.
Yeah, yeah, like they needed her to keep going.
She's responsible.
Like I'm really exhausted. I'm really, really tired. I don't think I can go on tonight. No, you're fine. You're fine. Just have this. Just have this. This is a pill. What is this? It's a vitamin. Like you got, and I think that's what happened to Dave Chappelle as well. Like just had so many people relying on him financially and blah, 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 and telling him this and that and this and that. And you're like, I don't know who to fucking trust. I got to get out of here. I got to get out.
When everybody's like criticizing you and having opinions about it. And it's like, what the fuck?
And everybody feeds off of the drama too. Yeah. So much
they
it's
make
like,
it bigger.
As much as the movies
it's
you know?
Contagious
those phone calls are like the same as Lethal Weapon to us.
Yeah,
like oh he's so crazy.
That was better.
Remember him in those phone calls? He was crazy.
Yeah, exactly.
Love it. You could have a movie full of all that dramatic shit. People would pay for it.
Kind of made me like him more. Because he used to be my ex-boyfriend was lived on a farm and Mel Gibson used to live next door to him. That's crazy.
You are
thing.
So Australian.
Yeah. What? Because he was born in America, but he grew up like he went to NIDA, which is an Australian drama school. Blah blah blah. And when you look at the old interviews of Mel Gibson, they're like, so, like he was on Oprah, and Oprah's like, Mel Gibson. How old are you? How old are you, Mel? And he's like, I'm 29. Like he's still got the Australian accent when he was doing Lethal Weapon, but now it's all gone. But it's so exciting. You're like, ooh.
Doesn't he have like 12 kids? And he's like super Republican.
Yeah. Mm. His wife, when he divorced his wife, she just would have been like having a bath with money, going.
Yeah,
because it's worth like, what is it with Passion of the Christ? Isn't he worth like well 800 million?
That movie or after that
he's,
movie?
He's after that movie.
I mean, he's rich as shit in Hollywood.
Oh, man,
do Australian people make fun of him for losing his accent?
No,
I feel like that's if an American person went to England and they came back and they were like, "Hello, everyone,"
like Madonna.
Well,
Madonna.
Taken,
yeah, like, Madonna, exactly. Yes.
Yeah, I got a case of the Madonna
and Lady Gaga.
There are so many like we take Australian men when we need like really manly roles
because
all of our American men have been like pussified and waxed and like their moms take care of them for too long. So we're like, oh, we need a Thor and a fucking gladiator.
That kid's Australian.
And X-Men and Wolverine.
That's Chris Hemsworth, who was in a really bad soap opera called Home and Away. Like the most awful, like think of like something with like Days of Our Lives with less of a budget. Like he was in an awful
amazing.
Show. And I look at him and he's in, and his brother was in fucking Star Trek.
And he was also in...
Who's his brother?
His brother's Liam and it's Chris.
No, Chris plays the dad.
Mm. That's what we're going to get
Star
for
Trek.
Your gentle gangbang.
Yeah.
And Liam is in the new Expendables 2.
Yeah.
Ooh. Fuck. He's a little bit younger.
Fuck.
Thor has that, my balls have dropped and I'm ready
God.
To fucking
Thor
ride you home.
Thor is sexy.
Well, X-Men. At Wolverine.
Hello.
Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Jackman.
I love Hugh Jackman. I met Hugh Jackman once and it's like, you're not real. You're like the
nicest.
Is he
tall and like manly or is he like Broadway thin, tiny?
Nah, he's really nice.
He's got broad shoulders.
He's super muscly, super
We're
nice.
We're just yelling out body parts.
What about
broad
that?
Shoulders, kneecaps, thumb.
Fingernails.
I love his toes.
What about that guy who plays
Shin?
That he's on that TV show. He's got blonde hair. He plays like the detective.
Simon Baker.
Also
the mentalist. You're welcome. I'll take them all on top
job.
Of me tomorrow.
Yeah.
I gotta say, I'm
Australian
cool.
men like
they're sexy as fuck because they're men.
Why are they
men?
So
men,
sexy?
Because they're men.
They're in the outback killing wolverines and shit.
Because they have daggers in their mouth and they scale like you know dangerous cliff faces all the time. It's sexy
they all,
as fuck.
Like,
Dundee did it.
Yeah,
I wanted Dundee. You know you had a crush on Dundee.
That
bitch.
Was another. That's another great line in Tropic Thunder when the guy's like making fun of him because he's really Australian and he's like, oh sorry, a dingo ate your baby. And he's like, that happened.
That really happened.
And then he's like, crocodile. Dundee, he's like, that man's a national treasure.
Hey, the dingo, my baby, that was Al JonBenet Ramsey case, okay? Fucking lay the fuck. When people talk about the dingo story, I'm like, do you want to know the story? Do you want to know what happens? Because I'll give
there.
You a fucking history lesson
that's
about that.
That's my favorite part
she
of that
was
movie. That's a real story.
She was convicted.
That took a person's baby.
I saw the documentary.
Really?
Which one?
Yeah. There was a documentary about the dingo, the whole thing.
Yeah, it's good. It's
made for TV, I think, though.
Yeah, was it one? The Meryl Streep movie, Evil Angels, is fucking fantastic.
Oh, yeah, maybe that was it.
Fucking great.
She could.
She's fucking Meryl Streep,
man. She should be in a porno.
I would fuck her.
She would change the porn industry.
I don't want to.
She would up the ante.
Yeah.
She doesn't have to get fucked.
Leah,
but maybe just
we have
be the
agreed
narrator.
On everything else thus far. You are smarter than me by far.
I don't
as want well.
To see Meryl Streep in a porn.
I thought you were going to say Meryl Streep was a piece of shit.
No, I love Meryl Streep. I don't want to see her in a porn because I like her for her mind.
I don't. She doesn't have to get banged. She doesn't have to get banged. Maybe just like
she just needs
masterpiece
in,
theater
maybe
narrating.
She should come in and reset the scene. Be like, I really don't believe you on that part. I
just want to give them direction.
I just rewatched Postcards from the Edge. That's a great fucking movie.
Oh yeah, Carrie Fisher story. Shit.
I don't know that one.
It's a great fucking movie.
Called Shirley MacLaine. It's about Debbie Reynolds and Carrie Fisher, like how her mum was always like the show mum.
Is that the ice skater? Carrie Fisher? I don't know what
Carrie Fisher, Return Princess Leia.
Princess Leia. The drunk. She became a drunk.
Are you thinking of the
she
fucking...
that book.
I'm thinking of Nancy Kerrigan.
Did a TV show. Not TV show. She did...
For Christ's sake, Katie, you don't know...
I know
Broadway
one person. Yeah, she did her own Broadway show. I saw her.
I love that you don't know Mike Tyson's story, but you do. Like, can I see
Nancy
Kerrigan?
Dearest?
Yeah, I know that.
I thought of Mommy Dearest when you were talking about...
That's fucking great.
Terrifying.
Oh, by the way, while we're on this fucking subject.
while we're talking about
wire hangers.
All right.
How's your relationship with your mom?
I love my mom, but she needs to just wear some pants. Liz and Dick. Did anyone watch Liz and Dick?
No.
I mean,
I'm so sorry.
I wish it was Liza Minnelli. I would have watched it because I love her.
She's great.
I don't watch any movies that don't take place in outer space or people don't blow up like 20
neither.
People in the
her
first five fucking seconds.
We love all these like sci-fi horror films. I'm always like
action.
Did you guys see Prometheus?
Yeah.
Did you love it?
Nope.
I wasn't a fan.
Did you say no?
I didn't say it.
Do you guys like Noomi Rapace? She fucking...
I do love her. That
she
bitch
was in the original Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
The Swedish version was
so
good.
But the scene where she cuts out her own stomach.
Yeah. That was dope.
And
was
I also dope. Appreciate that Charlize Theron, like rarely do women get to play...
Bitches
who aren't like sexual bitches. Like I fucked your boyfriend. Like, but like just real fucking pieces of shit.
Yeah. Like who and runs a ship? A bitch who runs
a
ship
doesn't give a fuck and is not gonna sit. And they don't. She didn't get won over by her nurturing at the end. I was like, you stay a bitch. You know what I mean? She's like, fuck you. I'm leaving.
She got smashed by a rock.
Only in sci-fi does that get to happen, and I love it.
Yeah, see what happened to her though? She ended up smashed by a rock.
Yeah,
she
but good, by a, good, because a man would get to be smashed by a rock too, and he wouldn't have to change his personality. She just got to do her fucking job.
Haven't seen the film, so don't ruin the ending for me.
Charlize Theron gets smashed by a rock.
Ah, you fucking cocksucker.
Well, it's the beginning of the Alien series, so you sort of know what happens anyway.
But see, you just said like a woman who doesn't have to win people over by nurturing at the end. You see, like, because I was thinking
always women are like, oh, you know what, you're right, I do bonus too much on my job.
No, Alien, like Sigourney Weaver, I fucking love the Alien trilogy. So, and then like the second one,
good.
The first one, they didn't have the cat in the first one. That in the second one, they had fucking Newt.
No, they had the cat.
The cat in the second
cat
one.
Cat in the end. Comes in at the end.
Yeah, the second. Oh, okay, right. The first one. But they still had to like have her nurturing. You're so fucking
They put her in her underwear.
Yeah, they got to put her,
with her underwear with no bra.
But
with
still, that role is very groundbreaking.
She's
because
gross.
She comes in the second one and she still doesn't give a fuck what they think about her. She isn't polite.
She's sweaty and dirty.
She's sweaty and dirty. Yeah.
No makeup.
And she's the boss trying to fuck.
To look like no makeup.
She's the boss.
And always women have to be like, no, you're right. I spent too much time doing my job. You know, they have to, their heart has to melt. It's like, fuck you. At least, you know, women, anytime a woman plays an asshole, I just fucking love that movie.
Yeah.
That's why Meryl Streep in fucking Prada.
Devil Wears Prada.
She's so fucking good.
That's the first thing, when she said that, that's the first place my brain went.
I fucking love
she
it.
She played that caustic role so well.
So men are pussies in real life and women are pussies on screen.
Yes.
Is that the consensus?
I don't think it's that they're pussies. I think it's that women always have to, in the end,
be
like, oh, you're right. Be likable and
epitomize,
and then
compassion.
Take care of other people's needs and make decisions based on other people's needs. And I don't think men are pussies in real life either. Like, men are. I think men get stuck in these roles that we don't realize. Like, men have to worry about how much money they make, which is probably, that's exhausting. Or, like, do other men think they're manly enough? Yeah. You know? Like, how fucking boring would that be?
I'm sorry, guys.
Jessie May. Jessie May is up all night worrying about people thinking she's ladylike.
Yeah.
What if people don't have a fucking lady? With a
big, I work so hard to be like...
with a big J, fingerless gloves.
We can all just give ourselves permission to not give a fuck.
Yeah, permission to not give a fuck. That'd be a good girls band. Long name, but I like it.
Yeah, it's a little too long.
We could NKTOB that shit.
Good website.
Yeah. Oh my God, I would love to see them in concert again.
Oh God, I found a sweater when I went home. New Kids on the Block sweater with all these leaves and awesome. I dusted it off and it's getting ready to get dry cleaned. I'm gonna wear that shit. You better believe
what
it.
What was it?
A New Kids on the Block sweater from 92.
Dude,
authentic.
Who are you? I can't believe you're dry cleaning shit. You are. That's pretty.
She's saving
cool.
up. I haven't dry cleaned
yet. That's high class. I hang shit in my shower.
Jessamay, you're more of a lady than you think you are if you dry clean, honey bun. Who were you growing up? I was Joey McIntyre.
I was Jonathan Knight.
Oh, really?
Hello. Nice head of hair, big nose.
Sakakis, because you're Greek, so you like a nice big nose.
Yeah, I do. I like those Mediterranean men.
Oh, you do? He was on last week.
Who?
Your Mediterranean man.
Oh, Giannis?
Yeah.
I was like, who? Yeah. I'm thinking, I'm like,
man that you share your house and life with? That guy.
Like, who, John Stamos?
Yeah, he was here last week.
I just thought of Olives.
Oh, my God.
John Stamos.
Hang on,
dude. It would be great if he was here.
John Stamos. I saw the fucking Twitter interaction that your boy, let me just set up the scene for people.
Yeah,
your boy had a Twitter interaction with John motherfucking Have Mercy Stamos.
Have
the
mercy.
The very fucking man that you have had a crush on since you're what?
Isn't life grasshopper.
That stinks.
Stamos hit on my man and not me.
Yeah, so get it on the list.
What,
a little
tell us what happened.
Card.
Tell us what happened.
Stamos tweeted something like... the decisions you make in life determine who you are as a person, something like that. And Giannis replied saying, yeah, you're Rebecca's ex who sells yogurt. And then Giannis thought that was a little cruel, so he deleted it, but Stamos had already seen it and replied to it. He goes, watch yourself, Greek, I saw that last tweet. And then Giannis replied, oh, I'm sorry, you know, I'm a rascal. First of all, I've never heard him use the word rascal.
That smells.
Don't punch in new vocabulary when you're trying to act like coy.
That's so funny. Yeah,
he's like, I'm a rascal. I'm just flirting. A big fan. Want to follow back. And I was like, excuse me? A big fan? Big fan? Name some of his Lifetime movie appearances, please. What episode of Glee was he on? You a big fan? Are you? What's his last name in the country that his family was from on Full House?
What song did he play the drums in the film clip in? What fucking song was that?
What music video did he make for Becky?
Yeah.
Tell me on Full House, what music video did he make for Becky? Who's Becky? Screw you. So they had this whole like interaction, and then I chimed in like, excuse me, I'm the fan. I'm the one dating the poor girl Stamos. That's what I call Giannis. He's my poor girl Stamos. And so they went back and forth, and then
did he acknowledge you at all?
Well, Stamos sent him a private message saying,
"What? This is insane!"
He sent him a private message saying, "You better watch yourself, or I'm going to steal your hot girlfriend."
Oh. Motherfucker!
Motherfucking
and
Stamos!
And you two, like you and Giannis, probably would have gone, "Yeah." And then
we
the minute
dying.
He turned his back, you went, "I'm going to fucking get there." No fucking joke, motherfucker. I will fucking be gone in a second in his Hollywood mansion and be guest starring in his dumb fucking Broadway play. Are you kidding me? I will be at it. I would never do comedy again. I'm done.
Giannis
he's going to have
like
babies and bloody live off his money.
He said, he goes, I'm going to tell Stamos the only way he could get you is if he tried. Which is true. 646-257. No, I'm just kidding.
Holy shit. He was so big back in the day. There was a, when I was like 9 years old, I was at a school camp. Which and we were at this it was a ranch where there was like 100 kids there, all like 9 or whatever. And John Stamos was at this camp because he was doing a photo shoot. This is the funniest. And as I'm telling it, I'm like, yeah, this happened. He was doing a photo shoot for a magazine where they had him patting like kangaroos on mats.
Yes. What kind of magazine was this?
Like a TV hits. Hey, like what are you guys? What's
Down
the,
Under? Was it the gay Australian magazine?
What's like a teen?
It's like a calendar.
Teen Bop.
Yeah, like Teen Bop. Teen Bop magazine.
Tiger Beat.
Hey, look at this. I don't know why the Australian media sounds Minnesota mom. Like, you know, hey, John Stamos is in Australia and he's patting some kangaroos. Look at this guy. And then they had photos of him. Yeah, so they had photos of him. So we could see him on this hill having a photo shoot with all the patting the kangaroos. And we were
sounds
going.
Sounds like my dream. Yeah. I just want to roll in a field with Stamos petting kangaroos. Can a girl have that?
But we knew he was there. So his management came out and said, listen, he'll come out and talk to you guys. Now, when I was 9 or 10 or whatever, this was like the height of Full House. Like, he was one of the biggest stars in the fucking, the world.
Yeah, he was huge.
That was a big fucking deal. So they were like, we're going to just wait outside, kids. He's going to come down and talk to you. He's just going to take a few photos, do an interview, and he'll come and talk to you. And we were just like, oh, my God. And also, remember, we were Australia. We're on the other side of the fucking world. If anyone that was in a commercial for 5 seconds about fucking a garbage truck, we're like, oh, my God, it's a fucking celebrity. This is awesome. Like, you don't meet celebrities in Australia.
It's like Japan.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So we were waited, like, on the grass. We waited for about 2 hours while he had this thing. And our teachers, we're on camp. We're supposed to be exercising.
How long does it take to pet a kangaroo?
Yeah, yeah. How many kangaroos is he petting?
Well, then he had to do his hair.
Yeah. Public service.
Mate, he had that fucking Greek mullet back then. That was fucking very, a lot of people followed that style.
The mullet. That hair took a long time to do.
Dude, a lot of hairspray. Yeah. He's wearing the cowboy boots, like an unbuttoned shirt with a medallion. God damn it!
And that flawless skin, little baby face.
Yeah. So we were like, and I love that our teachers, because there was a celebrity, like all activities went out the window. They were like, all right, kids, just sit on the grass outside in the cold for two hours. Because we all waited, and then like, oh, he'll be down soon, and blah, blah, blah. And then we were waiting. We see him go back into the house, and we're like, oh, my God, he's coming out. But 30 minutes after that, a gold Mercedes drove past really fast. We went, see you, kids.
Really?
Stamos did a drive-by?
Asshole.
Oh, my God.
Oh, who could blame him, though?
I'm still a bit dirty about John Stamos about that.
And I think he owes you an apology.
He does. And in that magazine that he did that interview for, he actually mentioned us. He goes, I was at a ranch where these kids were there, and they got wind that I was out there, and I had to like get out of there in case something bad happened.
Yeah, little kids did something bad.
Yeah, but you're like, in a pack of kangaroo and you're not worried.
I'd be more worried about the kangaroo scratching your perfect little Greek face.
Which I want to do.
There was 109-year-old Catholic kids who,
that's why. If you were 18, he'd be out there in a second.
No, 17, 16 and a half.
All the 16-year-old
totally
girls on this side, everyone under, say hello to the call.
Hang on, Rob. Why does John Stamos have an Australian accent right now?
No, I was doing
the camp counselor.
I was doing his roadie, even though he doesn't really have a roadie.
But then you guys had right next door Lord of the Rings filming in New Zealand.
She's
so
huge.
You fucking made.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I would have swum across.
I fucking know people that were in that, because they use a lot of the Navy and a lot of the New Zealand.
I met a guy who played one of the orcs. And
you guys are having
one
nerd
of the orcs,
right now.
Head orcs, was a woman,
that's
which
awesome.
Is awesome.
See, that's
the
great,
biggest
awesome.
One was like a woman. She's like a full like athlete.
Are they supposed to be like genderless in the book?
They seem kind of male-ish, but I think they're all probably also infertile, since they were also created when he mixed
the two.
She's there you go, Kelly.
The fuck out right
genderless
now.
And infertile. That'll make you comfortable coming out naked. If everybody was genderless and infertile.
They were naked. Did you feel
Here's
okay
my
about
tits,
that?
Yeah, everybody.
They were naked. They were pretty naked. Well, they were covered in mud.
I've got a nice pair of orc tits, guys. So.
Yeah, I love that movie. I don't feel pressure because we're genderless. We're like Barbie dolls. Let's just have our tits out. Come on.
I wasn't Lord of the Rings. I was Star Trek. My dad was a massive Trekkie, and I fucking love Jean-Luc Picard.
I like the original Star Trek.
I like the movies too.
I love Wrath of Khan.
I love, was it number 3 or number 4 where they go back in time to
save
the
whales?
I love
whales.
Boom!
That was a good one.
It was so good. Sorry, guys.
It's good. I like Trekkies. Nerd offs. Yeah. I have nerd offs every now and then. I like them.
I also love it because they come in, and now it's, it was the 80s or 90s maybe, and there's this lady and she has cancer in the hospital, and Bones, they've gone back in time, so they have to bring a whale back, which is now extinct. But they have to bring it back to the future. And they walk into this hospital. This lady has cancer. And Bones walks up to her and he's like, oh, my God, cancer. And he, gives her, a pill and it's cured. And he's like, these people are so primitive. And
just rolls his eyes.
And you're like, I hope so. I hope that's coming soon. I hold on to that scene. To be like, no, it's fine. We're getting a cure. I saw Star Trek.
He's going
to
give us the pill.
He just rolls his eyes and goes, brain cancer? Come on. Give me something else. Give me some AIDS.
I thought the new Star Trek, the remake, they did really well.
Really?
Good casting.
Can I tell you?
Which that guy's also fucking Australian.
Yeah,
the guy
the brother.
Who plays Bones.
Chris Evans?
No, the guy who plays Bones.
Oh, Eric Bana.
No. No, he plays the Romulan. He plays the Romulan, which is also Romulan. I'm talking about the guy
William
who plays
Shatner's?
Bones, the doctor.
Yeah, he's in
Lord of the Rings.
I've got to watch it to get his face. Let me look it up.
I can't believe you guys aren't as obsessed
with these people as I am. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about.
That's the Romulan.
You look like you might be a nerd. Do you know what she's talking about?
I am a nerd, as a matter of
fact. Are you into Star Trek?
No, not really.
Okay.
I was a Star Wars guy.
The guy who says, my wife took everything in the divorce. Now all I've got is my bones. That's what gets his nickname. He plays the medic.
I like to read a
lot
of
sci-fi. But Eric Bana is also the...
I don't know the movies. So I don't know as many movies.
The only time I read sci-fi is when it's, in a foreign film and they've got fucking
Eric Bana
words at the bottom of the screen.
The only time I read sci-fi is when it's not in English. And I have to literally... What foreign sci-fi film do you know? Monsters?
There's some French ones.
What?
That are really good. There's some French ones.
I gotta go on Netflix. Netflix?
Yeah.
Send me your list.
They only give me sci-fis and revenge movies now. They realize I'm a piece of shit. And Korean killer movies.
Me too. That's all I got. I love like Ted Bundy's playlist. If you go into mine, it's like...
Have you seen Ichi? Ichi the Killer?
Ichi, ooh, that sounds good. Is that Japanese?
It's Korean.
Ooh, I might have to get on that tonight.
It's about Ichi?
It's called Ichi?
Ichi the Killer.
Did you see The Man from Nowhere?
No.
Oh, that's on my list.
Anything you
The Man from
the
Nowhere.
The best one is I Saw the Devil.
So good.
Fucked up.
Oh, God, I don't watch any TV. You fucked me, girls.
I can't contribute.
Netflix.
I didn't watch it.
It's a good revenge.
I Saw the Devil
is
so
good. I saw the trailer.
Let's not bring in the what did quality. She's like, I'm cultured.
What
and
did you
I
watch?
The documentaries.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty good.
I can never find any good sci-fi stuff on there.
Oh,
everything
girl.
I find is like...
Lockdown is now on there, which I really enjoyed.
Lockdown is good.
With Guy Pearce. Is he Australian?
He's Australian, too.
Oh, God.
You guys
so
got
fucking
all...
Hot as. He is
I mean,
so
there's stars.
Hot
right, let's... Hold on a second.
I don't mean to brag.
I doubt very much that those are the representatives of all the Australian people.
It's pretty good.
Do you
good
really
one.
Think they all look like Guy Pearce and Thor?
Well, I'm sure they look like toothless bastards that run
right,
around in the
exactly.
outback chasing yeah. porcupines.
Well, I don't think that Gladiator is necessarily... It's not that he's knocked down, like, fucking... It's just that he exudes sexuality
strong.
And this forceful manliness.
But that's Russell Crowe. And what I love about Russell Crowe is that he's a New Zealander. But whenever a New Zealander does well...
He's from New Zealand?
Yeah, he's born and raised in New Zealand. Okay. And he moved to Australia when he was like 20, 21 to go to drama school. But what I love is that Russell Crowe is a New Zealander, does well. It's like wins an Oscar. Yay for Australia. Australian gold. Throws a phone at a hotel clerk. Oh, he's from New Zealand, guys. He's from New Zealand. He's got nothing to do with us.
He's
got nothing
to
do with
me. I had no idea from New Zealand. I always
read well, that was his crazy Australian. Thing when he threw the phone. You remember that?
Oh, yeah, that's great.
But now
he's like the New Zealand Mel Gibson.
Now you can sometimes see that sometimes people make shit up to try to get attention or money.
Yeah, of course.
You know what I mean?
You think he made that phone shit up?
Probably sometimes sometimes people are in a bad mood.
Fuck that. I was on his side with that because I could just imagine because I remember hearing an interview with him. Yeah, I know he shouldn't have thrown the phone, but we don't know what happened before it.
We don't know what led up to that.
That's a thing.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't know what happened. And he had a wife because he had to go away. He was locked into this contract, had to go away on location. It was the middle of the night. His wife was pregnant, heavily pregnant at the time. He's like, I need to talk to my wife. It's like, I hadn't spoken to her. He'd been flying, blah, blah, blah. I need to speak to my wife. And the guy at the front desk was being an asshole, didn't give him any help. And I fucking, you would throw a phone
impatient,
at that guy.
Yeah.
But then that guy straight away is like, you know, people sue and blah. I'm like, fuck that. You don't know what happened before.
You don't know
like,
what led up to
when,
it.
When, you know, like when you look at like celebrities getting filmed at the airport, when remember like a few years ago when Bjork went crazy and attacked.
She beat that photographer.
What happened? You know what happened before that?
No, because the thing with her baby.
Yeah, the photographer said something about her son. Right, and then there was another one that the photographer said something about her son, and they kept on saying stuff to her. She
Did
ignored
he say
it.
He's got a shit in his eye.
No, I'm agreeing with you. That's why I always feel like you
it's
know
bullshit.
People don't like. I'm sure they get crap. You know, they get pushed, and
yeah,
then
you,
people blow
expected
it out of,
and the
to
Jews
be
were
this.
Really pushing Mel Gibson. They were really pushing Passion of the Christ.
You're expected to be this like you know you have to talk.
What
to
What was the Alec Baldwin one? I think it was one of the Alec Baldwin's one when he was like, fucking crazy at someone's because they were like Alec, and then
yes.
One of the paparazzi is like, who's your girlfriend? She's pretty fat.
And he went and he turned around and went crazy because that's what they want something. They've got
they
nothing.
They want to get a rise. He's been known to like, he has a very
short
temper.
I love him.
But
like when Christian Bale freaked out, it's like, yeah, he's doing the crying scene. It probably took him forever to get into character and somebody just fucking walks through the set.
I love that.
It was my fucking mind too.
Was that recording?
Yeah. I love it.
When he goes,
oh, good for you.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Good for you.
You're so unprofessional.
I fucking love that shit.
But I mean, everybody's watching. You have to pull yourself into that moment. Yeah. I think it was the only crying scene in the entire movie that he had to do.
There was even an issue with Louis. When Louis C.K. first did his first season of Louis, there was an extra. So a fucking extra got hired through casting to be in the background or whatever.
Oh, they'll hire anybody.
Took a photo in between. It was like 2 hours in between shooting. And I think the thing was that CK went and had a, like quickly closed his eyes, went and had like a half an hour nap because he had like a long day of shooting and I don't know. Had a power nap and this guy took a photo of him and like put it up on his Twitter and was like, oh, hey, look at this, blah, blah, blah. And then CK went on and rang up Opie and Anthony and they were talking about Opie and Anthony and all the pests. I don't know if you guys know that the people that follow Opie and Anthony are fucking
crazy.
They're fantastic, but they're crazy. Like if they're on your side
for like
something.
They're like Stanhope fans.
They will attack and they fucking, this kid like had to get rid of his Twitter account. Like CK like sent him a letter going, you are sued. Like you cannot. That is like the worst thing.
It's like an invasion
of privacy. It's like people, yeah.
And also because he recorded, he was in the background of one of the scenes, the scene where CK and Nick DiPaolo have that fight about, you know, was it about the political
politics.
Fight? Yeah, yeah, politics or whatever. He recorded that fight and then posted it up there and went, hey, I've, you know, here's a fight, a real life
same
fight.
Same guy?
Same guy.
Oh. Idiot.
For a real life fight between Nick and Louis
probably
CK.
Probably open micer.
Yeah, I know. You know, he's one of those guys that when you go to his Twitter account, he's like, hey, I'm a comedian. /actress/actor/writer/producer web series on it.
/cartoonist/yourself in the face. I'm sending Chris Brown over right now to shit in your eyes.
People don't realize that people are just trying to do work, and then they want to have like a personal moment.
Yeah, I've done background acting a couple times. Those people are fucking freaks. And they did it when I first moved to the city. I had a guy come up to me and tell me I also was working at this kid's birthday party place at the time, and he was like, "Oh, I have a." Hey, I got an Eminem costume. You guys should hire me. Like, total freaks.
Yeah, they're like, they're crazy about getting like the next gig.
They like think that that's like launching them. Yeah. They're like, first I do my background acting, then I'm going to get in the union. And then
I know
this
is a harsh word to use, but it's a real desperate kind of like
it's
I can do it. Like,
I think sometimes though people do it when they have downtime and they just want to fucking pull in some bucks.
Yeah, yeah.
But then they're not psycho about it. They just show up.
It's not very good money though. I mean, it's like if you're in the union, oh sure. But
if you have a
if you're in the union, how much better is it than like the $150? Oh no, it's like $80 for like 11, 12 hours. I did it when I first moved here. I was absolutely desperate.
$80.
I was absolutely desperate for work. Yeah, $80.
Desperate
for
the money,
for like,
not to put on the M&M suit.
I would do, though, if it was like sci-fi movie and they're like, Leah's how
like,
fun
you know
would
what?
That be? I want to show up there like, everybody gets to wear Lycra outfits on the BMS Enterprise.
I was in a sci-fi movie.
Leah's the only one.
I was. It was called Earth Killer and I played a soldier who was trapped on the spaceship.
That's kind of awesome.
It was so cool.
That is so awesome.
Is it on Netflix?
It's on YouTube, actually. It was marketed in Thailand. So
Earth Killer.
Let me look it up. It's on my Facebook wall. You can see it was dubbed in French and they posted it.
That's one of your French sci-fis. Come on, awesome. Leah.
Wait, did you have lines? Cool. I had lines.
That's all. We gotta, I'm going home and Netflix and YouTube in your ass.
One of my lines was, it was something like, it's already too late. The laser's pointed at the earth.
Oh, that's good. Great line.
Do it again. Really mean it.
Wait, let me get in the moment.
Yeah. Ready? The spaceship's going to blow up. What are we going to do?
It's already too late. The laser's pointed right.
Oh, that's awesome.
And the sci-fi Oscar goes to.
Thanks, you guys.
Leah's creaming in her pants right now.
Oh, yeah. It was super cool.
I already creamed right at the beginning of that scene. Now,
Battlestar Galactica. Oh, God, I love that shit. Oh, I love Battlestar.
Oh, my
I love
God.
All
Starbucks.
Those movies. Are you kidding me? Starbucks. She's
I also
amazing.
Love the one I drunk. I was always referred to him as the one I drunk, the guy who loses his eye, the Canadian actor. He's fantastic.
Wait, you know what? I heard a word and I might be a total asshole. What's Ebba Knever?
Ebba Knezra was the name
Knezra.
Of the ship.
Oh, shit.
The Star Trek ship?
I have no idea what this is.
I don't know.
It's a ship, right?
Yeah, it's a ship.
What ship?
It's in Star Trek.
Okay.
But I can't remember which ship.
Or wait, is it Matrix?
Oh shit, it is Matrix. I'm getting my sci-fi mixed up now.
Okay. Please do not make me Google.
What's the name of the Romulan ship?
I am terrible.
Oh, funny. The Ebuchadnezzar is in Matrix. What's the name of the Romulan ship?
Don't make me Google anything. I am terrible at finding information.
You know what's the name of the Romulan
ship? You're
Star Trek.
Star Wars.
Star Wars.
I hate it when there's a word in there and then you don't know where
if you guys can phone in with the name of the ship, I'll shit.
Yeah, that's totally the Matrix.
Yep. Romulan ship. Ships. I can't even
Star Trek. I'm just Romulan thinking about. Ship. I have such a fucking lady boner for Spock that I will make anything into a Star Trek reference.
Can
I
just say sexy?
Can I just tell?
A great metabolism. You can tell.
You know what? the latest film of Star Trek when he gets dropped off into the snow world.
Yeah.
And then you just turn around and then Spock turns around. It was like being reunited with a long lost brother.
Yeah.
Like it made me feel safe. I'm like, this film's okay.
Yeah. This film's going to be all right, guys, because they got the original Spock in there.
Yeah.
Leonard Nimoy, take me
and
home.
And Zachary Quinto was such and a good.
He did a great job.
He did such a good job. He's hot. I think he's
Leonard
a gay
Nimoy
guy, but he's
as
hot.
Well. One of the best Simpsons cameos fucking ever. From the monorail episode. Like, remember the monorail? And he was, the world needs laughter.
Who
remember that?
Who did the cameo?
Leonard Nimoy. Like,
oh, I didn't
Spock.
Know that.
He's one of the best cameos in The Simpsons ever.
I didn't know that.
See, you fucking talk about your sci-fi.
I'm sorry, I didn't watch a lot of Simpsons.
I didn't watch a lot of Simpsons. I can quote The Simpsons
South
or South Park so the fucking cows come
references.
Home. You and your fucking sci-fi.
I could do
the entire Lord of the Rings starting now.
No. Okay, that's a minute, guys.
We're at an hour and 17. We'll be at 4 hours and 17.
All right, we'll play extended edition.
Oh, Jesus.
Lee and I are just going to go run through the script of The Thing real quick. I'll be Kurt Russell.
Oh, Kurt Russell versus. Oh, fucking God. Nah. And then let's do Escape from New York with an eye patch.
Oh, that's a good one. Such a good one.
I'm more of an overboard girl comment myself.
That's awesome.
I watched
that recently.
So funny. Yeah, you're like, so he tells her that they were married and fucks her.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
she's like, that's so cool. I'm glad you fucked me when I thought I was somebody else. And then I think it's really funny on top of it all.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's
a hilarious
to question
movie.
My moral compass. It's a really great movie.
The physical comedy. Goldie Hawn is amazing.
She's great.
She's fucking funny.
She was 40. And they're not together anymore.
Was she?
Yeah.
She was 40?
She's 40. She's
no.
incredible.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Because I Wikipedia'd it. I watched it this weekend.
40?
She looks great.
40 yeah. looks so good in the 80s.
Caviar,
she had had three kids.
Guys, 40
she had had three kids being in that movie.
I just love that line. Caviar should burst in your mouth at the precise moment. She's got the little fucking birthmark on her
ass. Look at you. You like Overboard, huh?
I love it.
And they're not together
film.
Anymore.
What's
How do you feel about
what?
That?
Wildcats.
Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn are done.
Get the fuck out of here.
They'll see you later.
Together.
Sayonara.
Together.
What? I've lost faith in Hollywood.
I don't
there ain't love in here no more.
I don't trust Jesse May's facts on this
I'm telling you, they're not. He.
All right.
She's right.
Everyone.
Yeah, but why? Maybe they're getting back together.
What's your source? Look, we just ruined their dream because they never got married. Everyone's like, "Oh, they're gonna last forever." There you go, ladies. Love isn't real. It's a sci-fi movie coming out
Jesse
this summer.
May, I believe in sci-fi movies,
dude. I had so much faith. Like everything I ever believed on is from Hollywood. Like it always made me believe everything was gonna be okay. And they're not together anymore.
I can't believe
she was
anything.
Great in Wildcats.
I'm looking over your shoulder at a fake Bob Kelly cutout. I can't believe anything.
Yeah, and a fucking sign, a street sign that a fan made called Flood City. From your fucking Greek Adonis. And you know what Flood City is actually referenced to? He was talking about when he's fingering a girl, and let me rephrase, jackhammering a girl to the point where it's Flood City.
He has no idea what he's talking about.
No, he's fantastic. We love him.
Jackhammering, you would crack a girl's pelvis and there'd be a lawsuit. You'd be in, there's jail time for the kind
of
fingering
fantastic.
He's talking about.
I don't know. Jack I'm trying Cameron. To find the information if they broke up or not. But that I always thought that
they
I
did.
Thought,
they
you
did.
Don't have
they're
to
done.
Look it up.
What?
She
done.
But why? How do we not know
man,
they're
if Rob
not
knows.
Getting back together?
Goldie Hawn told me.
Gosh,
so.
I thought if anyone was going to make it, it was going to be.
I think
Kurt.
The clear.
Me too.
You guys, this just means that Kurt Russell is somewhere wearing an eye patch,
and
waiting.
He is still
Captain Ron. This he's, means Kurt Russell's banging a
dude,
very young actress.
He's still
always
maybe
yeah.
he has a thing for older women. Maybe he's banging like Judi Dench.
Still,
Helen Mirren.
She's pretty
I'd,
sexy. Helen Mirren is a sexy
I would bang
woman.
The fuck out of Judi Dench. I love
really?
Her.
Oh, she's
yeah.
so distinguished.
She's fantastic. Yeah.
Helen
yeah.
Mirren's very, very sexy.
Helen Mirren is just hot, though. Yeah. Judi Dench has like a thing.
I'm not into those two because I don't want to bang a chick. I want to fuck
maybe
a
you
guy.
Do. Maybe you do. Yeah, maybe
no,
you do.
I don't know. Judi Dench is
really,
like
really, I'd fuck her just to hope that some of that
She's royalty. She's royalty.
Yeah, it's like fucking a.
Hang on. So, Leah, you want to fuck her. So then after you fuck her, you start speaking like a lady. Like, well, I don't do declare that. That was one of the most amazing nights of my life.
And it would be also sort of like banging. I want her to stay in character from the James Bond movie.
Oh, my God.
The whole time.
What's his name? How fucking hot is Daniel Craig?
Oh, God. Oh, my God. I can't handle it.
Hang on. Is he gay?
No,
he's married to the girl
Rachel
from the
Mummy,
Rachel Weisz.
Oh, really?
They met on that Dreamhouse set.
She's hot.
Yeah, they're a great character.
She's actually
couple.
From the Mummy films, which
that's
if
what
we
I
can
say
sci-fi. Oh, sorry. If we say sci-fi, one of my favorite sci-fis.
Wait, is that Brendan?
Films.
What's
fantasy.
His name?
Brendan Fraser.
Yeah. I want him to
fantasy.
Fall into a crack and never crawl
and,
out.
And The Rock.
Really,
personally.
I like even in the Mummy. Even in the Mummy.
Anything.
I like. This is like the IMDb now podcast.
There's a lot of.
I like him in the Mummy.
I like the Mummy. I think
his nostrils piss me off.
What
his
the
nostrils.
Fuck? You gotta,
I'm on your side
on.
With this one.
He overacts so
you're
much.
Attacking,
his nostrils
yeah, first.
But who cares?
Jess, you're attacking Chris Brown shit in a girl's eye. You're attacking Brendan Fraser. Yeah,
no,
control.
She was celebrating it. She wasn't
was.
Attacking it.
I was celebrating the shit eye. Shit eye.
All right. I think
shit eye.
Girl,
I just want to go get eye drops right now just to cleanse
I
my
do
eyes.
Too.
I feel dirty.
I feel dirty.
All right, girls. Let's I all think yeah, this is we've gone over an hour now.
Feces in the pupil. Feces in the pupil.
Cornea.
Cornea.
Cornea contamination.
Cut that cornea. Listen. Cut that cornea.
I just said.
You can't rally us up.
I'm like,
we're too excited about the shit.
I think we need to like
dilated diarrhea.
Fucking sci-fi nerds are going to be into me. No, we've gone over an hour now, so I think it's time we need to wrap up. But this has been a lot of fun. I really appreciate you guys coming down. And I want to point out as well, I didn't mention it at the beginning, but yes, this was a podcast with all fucking girls on it. And I don't care
what you're talking about.
I don't give a shit what you think. It's fine. It doesn't even fucking matter. So,
I don't anymore.
You talking about your balls?
No, it's talking about my huge penis.
Okay.
Clitoral penis.
I'm just a little girl.
Yeah, I like little girls.
I wish I had a dick so I could write my name when I wee, but sometimes if I really need to piss, I've got a lot of velocity coming out. And I reckon I could aim well. If I squat the right way, I can still write my name when I piss. Do you think so?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, write it all over your shoes.
Yeah. Yeah, you gotta tilt the pelvis so it doesn't hit the shoes.
Yeah.
Even pee in the woods, you gotta tilt the pelvis.
Yeah. It is about the pelvis too.
It's about the pelvis.
I have
tilt.
Technique.
Or tilt back. Either way.
I've been drunk
this
and pissed on
gonna,
a shoe.
Mm-hmm. We're gonna let's go to hour two. Let's just go to hour two.
No. Let's do it. I'm having the best time of my life. Seriously, don't
talk about it. No, we're gonna wrap up. But thanks guys so much for being here. What I'm gonna do is we're gonna go around and tell us where you'll be, tell us what people can see you. But also first, so thank you, Rob.
No
thank
problem.
You so much for handling us.
Yeah. Handle as much
but that's
as
such
I
a thing. You're such a great guy. One of the second half of Riotcast.com and the Glory
the first
hole.
Half of Riotcast.
Oh, yeah.
Don't let Bobby.
The only half.
Movie. No, definitely not.
So you start, Rob. Tell us what we can...
Check out my podcast, The Glory Hole, on Riotcast.com.
Riotcast.com.
It's off the hook.
Oh, and I should also mention, it's bad that I'm doing this now. I should have done this earlier, but I need to go through the sponsors for the show. If you want to support the show and keep it going, this is all for free. You're getting the podcast for free. You can check us out at Riotcast.com/Robert Kelly. Click on the Amazon link and purchase anything that you need for Christmas. Dudes, it's coming up to Christmas. Buy your Christmas
bookmark
presents.
Bookmark that shit, yo.
Come on.
Anytime you buy from Amazon, go through Bobby's link.
Exactly. Everything, because what do we earn? Like $1.02 every time someone buys something from
Amazon.
Oh, so
anything you want to buy from Amazon, if you go through that link, you get $1?
We get a piece.
We get every time someone buys something from Amazon from the Riotcast.com/Robert Kelly link, we get something.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, and
that's
and
awesome.
Thing is, if we get something, we don't get paid, but we can buy stuff for the studio. We're trying to make this a live video podcast. So, and that stuff is really fucking expensive, but we're hoping that you guys can. So for Christmas, anything you need to buy, and you guys have been really good so far from doing that for us. And also, we've got Gamefly. We've still got Gamefly on the app.
We do.
Gamefly. Mm-hmm. So when you click on, I this is the worst thing for me to promote because I never play video games. But any of you girls here play video games? Anyone here play video games?
No.
Oh, I play a bunch. You don't have to buy 500 video games. You can rent them. It's like Netflix. You go
that's right.
You go to Riotcast.com/Robert Kelly. You click on the Gamefly link. You get a free 15-day 2-disc trial. That's it.
And you don't
it's
have to leave any money.
Simple as that.
All the nerds will love
it's
it.
It's free. That's what free's all about.
And it's $7.98 a month after that for a free game every month. Fuck that. Why
that
would you
so
buy it?
That makes so much sense. Why would you ever? Those games
Why
are so expensive.
You'll get used to it. You'll want a new one.
Yeah.
These games are ridiculously expensive. That.
So Gamefly, and that's off rightcast.com and Amazon. Check it out. We've also got a donate button if you just want to throw us some cash so we can buy stuff. Mm-hmm.
And just go to rightcast.com and check out all the great shows.
Yeah, all the great shows. Bailey J, she's great.
Bailey J, Rich Voss, Bonnie McFarlane, Weird Medicine, Mine, hello.
Glory Hole.
I like the Glory Hole. That's funny.
That's funny. It's a great show. If you guys, you should have, I'm going to do the Bobby Kelly thing where you put someone under a bus. You should have all these girls on. If you haven't had on one before, you should just put them on.
I'd be happy to.
Put them on. Just do it. What are you doing? Put them on.
I'd be happy to.
But,
Have me on the Glory Hole. Yeah.
Definitely. Jesus Christ.
We love women at the Glory Hole. Nah, we're going to start taping the show at The Stand soon, so.
Oh, great.
Doing better.
That's awesome.
The Stand. Oh, I fucking love The Stand. That's just a great club. They're fucking awesome there. Yep. They let me go up on stage last night, and I was like, they're like, don't worry, none of the owners are here. You can go up on stage. So, and I did a set, and as I was doing my set, one of the owners came in, but it was okay because I did okay, so it was all right. And then Rich Voss and Bonnie McFarlane, my wife, hates me as well.
Jim Florentine. Comedy Metal Midgets. Starts right now.
For the Weird Scientist Hour. The boys from the Weird Scientist
Mad
Hour.
Scientist.
As well.
Just go to riotcast.com. You get it all right up your ass.
And donate. What else is there? Gamefly. What have I forgotten, Rob? Is there anything else?
That's a plug, right? Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Literal.
Should they donate?
Yeah, you got it. Donate button. That's
donate button.
It.
Subscribe. And also, when you go to itunes.com, please leave a review. Leave a 5-star review. Let us know how you think. I don't know when this episode's coming out. I'm pretty sure that Roberto wanted this one to come out on the 3rd of December.
Doesn't matter to them because it is the 3rd of December when they're listening to it.
Okay.
So you can't promote the show that's happening in the show that's happening.
No. If we go by what we've filmed, this should come out in a couple of weeks, but I think he wanted it to be the next one to come out. Because as he said to me, because I want this episode to come out when I'm out of the country. Because it was just interesting to see what was going to happen. But I don't know. I'm trying to help you girls out about what you can promote.
Well, you just promote our website. So
right,
can check
out
our schedule on our website.
All right, Leah, what have you got?
If you check me out at leahbonema.com,
yep.
LEAHBONNEMA, and my calendar is on there. And check out my YouTube page.
You got a good Twitter, too. I think I follow you.
Oh, yeah,
Twitter.
We follow each other.
That's right. Well,
we're she's Twitter a maniac guys. On Twitter. This
at Leah Bonema on Twitter or on YouTube. It's, you know, YouTube/Leah Bonema.
No one's ever seen Leah perform. She's a fucking monster. Like, I've seen you at, like Broadway and stuff, like, just 250 people and just, like, guys getting up going, bah, 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 and then you get up and just, just fucking annihilate.
You're making me That's so happy great. I have to pee.
Like, it's just really nice when, like, with comedy, you're always hanging out with guys, you're always seeing guys. And a lot of guys, look, I mean, you get up there, you do your shitty jokes.
Get a dick
like,
pic.
You know, you and
you're
like
you shit in ladies' eyes.
You do, yeah. But like they do jokes like and then they try and do a bit of crowd work, and if the crowd work doesn't go their way, then they turn on the audience and they become really unlikable. And it's like, and I love following guys like that. I love following when guys digging themselves a hole because they're so shitty and unlikable. And I'm like, I can do this because I know I've got jokes and I know that I'm likable.
I love when the guys get bashed and I'm just sitting here.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't give a fuck. Like, cause there's so much ego with some of the boys. And then I just love when someone like Leah comes up there and goes, you want to see some comedy? I'll show you some comedy. You've gone to Iraq, haven't you?
Yeah.
As well. Fucking check out Leah Bonema. She's great. And Katie Hannigan.
Oh, thanks, girl. I have a website. I have a website. It's katiehannigan.com. KATIEHANNIGAN.
You almost stumbled there at the end.
Oh, no, I didn't. Stop
keep
it.
Going. Keep going.
This is a speech. You're number one in speech.
Hey, we're number one in speech. Keep going, Katie. Keep going.
And I have a Twitter too. It's at Katie Hannigan.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
And then Jessamay, goofball Jessamay Peluso.
I'm on the Twatter.
The Twatter.
Jessamay Peluso. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J.
Oh, my God.
I can't spell my own name. That's too much pressure. Yeah, check me out on the Twitter.
Yeah.
I have and a website, jessiemay.com.
Well, thanks for joining us, guys. Oh, you can check out me as well at Twitter, KELLYFASTUCA. And Kastuka. And also check out the Facebook for the podcast, the YKWD podcast at Facebook and YKWD at Twitter. And also, I can't forget the lovely, fucking sexy as fuck Linda, who takes our photos.
Linda. I could think that Linda likes Star Trek. I feel like I noticed that.
Yeah. Oh, shit. I should have got you on. You should have just come on the mic. Well, get on the mic anyway, Linda, and tell everyone where they can find all your pics.
You can check lindaturley.com. L-I-N-D-A-T-U-R-L-E-Y. Yeah.
Linda does a lot of photos for us, and she comes in for free. She's fantastic.
But go Linda, go Linda.
Yeah, she's great.
Go.
Well, thanks for joining us, guys. Thank you so much, and thank you everyone for listening and putting up with me hosting for this particular week.
Oh, fuck them! It was a great show.
I had a lot of fun. It was good.
It was awesome.
It was good. It was good. I just was real. I was saying to the girls beforehand, I'm like, I'm not mentioning that there's all girls, not you, Rob. I mean, obviously, but all girls here.
Girl lover.
Because I just, it's just so typical for people to go fucking what the fucking the girls. And I just, because I don't know, they always just sound retarded when guys just get angry. But I just,
no, we pretty much sound retarded all the time.
Yeah, I just, Bob
but
said,
you're so cute about it.
Bob said to me, when I'm away, he said, when I'm away, just book whoever you want. And these are the three people I wanted to book. So that's it. Go aww, fuck yourself if you don't
thank
fucking like
you,
it.
Kelly.
I don't give a shit. And if you have anything to say about it, email fucking Bob Kelly. I don't give a shit. All right. Thanks, everyone.
Yeah, thanks, Kelly. Woo!
Thank you, Kelly.
Yay.
Don't stop filming my face. Don't stop filming my face. Don't stop.